RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
There's a new study that says there's no greater risk of breast cancer recurrence if you're taking an antidepressant with tamoxifen. The new study says breast cancer survivors who take antidepressants while on the cancer drug tamoxifen are not at an increased risk for the return of their cancer. This in a new study. Tamoxifen is the widely used drug to reduce the risk of breast cancer returning, but it can cause some unpleasant side effects, hot flashes, depression. Depression often comes with breast cancer anyway, and as a result, nearly half of the 2.4 million breast cancer survivors in the United States take antidepressants at the same time as they're taking tamoxifen. And they struggle with depression, sleep disturbances, and other side effects while on tamoxifen. It can mimic menopause-like symptoms, so they tend to want to go on the antidepressants, but they were worried that it was increasing their risk of breast cancer recurrence, which was exactly what the tamoxifen is intended to not do. It helps to, you know, reduce that risk of recurrence. Previous research had suggested that the antidepressants reduced the effectiveness of tamoxifen as well. So people were a little bit concerned about that as well. But during this 14-year follow-up, breast cancer returned in more than 17% of the women, but the recurrence rates were similar in women who took antidepressants and those who did not, and they found no increased risk of recurrence, and the finding holds up regardless of the type of antidepressant used. So this is an important thing to note, because while going through breast cancer treatments, there's a lot of feelings, there's a lot of side effects, and for some women, going on antidepressants seems to be one way to manage some of those side effects and symptoms and the fear that goes into the recurrence problem. And it's something with every cancer survivor. And depression is a big problem among cancer patients in general, worrying all the time that it's going to come back, worrying all the time that there might be a recurrence, or that once you do find the recurrence, it will have spread by that point. So antidepressants are one way that people look to help reduce some of the anxiety that goes along with cancer treatments. But this is good news that the antidepressants taken along with tamoxifen, which is such a widely used medication, do not go hand in hand. It does not increase the recurrent rate, and it doesn't interfere with the effectiveness of tamoxifen. So I think that's really important to note. And a new intervention here may soon make it easier for police who pull over risky drivers to test them for marijuana impairment on the spot, in addition to the alcohol breathalyzer test. This marijuana breathalyzer will begin clinical trials next year. So it's not something you need to exactly worry about just now, but this new lab is announcing this week that clinical trials will start early this coming year. The idea is that law enforcement will now have one more device out on the road to test for THC and alcohol. We know that distracted driving, drunken driving, drugged driving are all the reasons for some of the major accidents on the road, something that every parent needs to talk to their children about, their teens about. Be defensive drivers. Look out for people that are distracted driving, weaving, driving extra slow, all of these things. So this just gives the police one more way to test for impaired driving. So whether that's good or bad in your book, you be the judge, but it's slated to come out early next year in clinical trials, so we'll see what happens with that. We have a great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.